The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
Recently. Ladies and gentlemen,
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
No, folks, once we start rolling here, we got Kevin Schiff from the CIA. He's going to jump on the air with us for a good half hour, and we'll take it from there. You can keep that music going there, guy.
It pumps us up.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we're the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, and case in point, we're going to have Kevin Schiff from the CIA expose secrecy in government and the company of shadows, namely what's going on in government, what governments from the inside out does not want you to know. Well, Kevin's going to share with us as to the, that information that they don't want you to know. And I appreciate Kevin jumping on the air. He'll be on with us in just a couple minutes here. But before we get to that, if you'd like to check us out, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Friends, if I could encourage you, get up on those websites and begin to leave your comments. Get involved with your country. When you go to the Sons of Liberty Radio, you can see who's involved. And for some reason, I continuously see this on a daily basis. It's interesting how Facebook likes to post the negative, and I've noticed the negative quotes and, the comments from the people are posted up on the top, but when you click onto it, it pulls up all the comments, and you know, 75 to 80% of them are good comments.
Yeah, people like to pay attention to the squeaky wheel.
But that's not
wheel.
My point. Why is Facebook allowing them and actually controlling our page on Sons of Liberty Radio? So friends, let's do it the right way. Get on Sons of Liberty Radio and leave your comments. We got a 3.8%. They're actually not. I shouldn't say they're rating our page is what they're doing. And it's at 3.8% right now. And this is because, as you call them, the left, America, they're busy. As a matter of fact, when you go onto Google, you'll find out who's busy and you'll see who's not busy. And you're complaining about what you're tolerating because you're complaining about what you're not doing. But guess what? Someone is doing what you're leaving undone. And we see this constantly across the country. But anyways, check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean on Facebook, one fan page, one personal page. Like them both, got a lot of interaction going on between Sons of Liberty Radio and Bradley Dean, the fan page. Tons of interaction, and I'm very pleased with that. Matter of fact, our last article was posted from WND and 39 other outlets across the country as well. So go ahead and check those websites out. Get involved. Begin to post. If you don't have a Facebook page, go ahead and set one up. It's really simple. It's time that we open our mouths because, as Edmund Burke rightly said, evil prevails because good men sit and do nothing. Friends, aside of that, if you'd like to go to my Twitter account, you can also do that. Hey, Chase, now I'm curious. Ever since you've been a part of the Twitter account, we've lost about 30 friends. What's going on there?
Well, we're following less people, too. So we're just keeping
it. Oh, you're vetting them.
Yeah, making sure everybody's on the same page. And when you start holding people accountable, of course, you're going to lose a lot.
Isn't that interesting?
So we're gaining a lot, but we're also losing.
Isn't that interesting? You can have all of these friends, and they're conservatives, a lot of them, too. And then when you post scripture, all of a sudden you see them fall off. It's like, you know what?
Jesus did it. Followers,
that's exactly
not just
right.
Any followers.
Jesus did it all the time in John 6. So go ahead and check it out when you get some time. Folks, you can also give us a call. By the way, that Twitter account ID is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. As I said, we're going to have Kevin Schiff, former CIA, speak of the company of shadows and shadow government in this country and what is going on behind closed doors. as to the government inside the government and what they don't want you to know. Kevin's going to share that with us in just a couple minutes. But before I do that, you all know that we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works and our deeds because we love deeds, not words. 1 John 3:18, which is all given unto us by none other than the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ, in 1 John 3:18. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, 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 terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. As we always say here at the Sons of Liberty, we want the mind of Christ and we want the heart of God. Now, some of you perhaps have heard this story of George Washington before. When we talk about the founding of our country and the foundation of our country and our founding forefathers, this story used to be virtually in every student textbook in America. And I want you to listen to this story and see if you can tell me why it's not anymore. But here it goes. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British American officers in the battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet touched him. Several horses had been shot from him, but he had not been harmed. What did George Washington tell his family? He told his family that by the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Now, 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at Washington 17 different times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, the old Indian said, he ordered his men to stop firing at George Washington. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite of heaven and who can never die in battle.
It sounds like King David, the Lord, through David. David prayed, yeah, of course, on the leading of the Holy Ghost. Said, Lord, give commandment to save me. And the Lord saved him through the commandment of the Lord. So just think about that. Speaking of the apple of thine eye.
Yeah.
And when you look at our forefathers, you see the apostolic, you see the prophetic, you see the teachers. And concerning George Washington, there's no question about it. He was tried and true.
Yeah.
And he was very apostolic in every sense of the
word.
And he was the one that helped lay out our founding
documents. Oh, of course. And not
documents,
only that.
Documents, friends.
Exactly.
Pretty crazy stuff.
And the thing is not only we have so many of these, you know, people in office nowadays who they can talk all about it, but they don't actually fight. They've never been in a war. They've never done any of that stuff. Well, here's a man who actually literally fought for the establishment of the country. He knew the blood that went into it. He knew the lives that were sacrificed. And no way was he going to trample on that or the Constitution that they fought to establish. So George Washington, an American hero, and I think a favorite of heaven as well.
Yeah, we're going to have another American hero up in just a couple minutes here. We got Kevin Shipp, former CIA. He's going to join us in just a couple minutes. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Stephanie. Set up the Restoring the Promise event out in Georgia last week. Georgia. It's hot.
Georgia.
Yeah, right outside of Atlanta.
That's right, Atlanta.
Atlanta. And, we partook with many national leaders, and one of them was Kevin Shipp. And he was actually my favorite, and I'm not saying this to blow anybody's horn, but he was, because mm-hmm. he was willing to say what needed to be said, regardless of what anybody thought.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like our forefathers. And to give you a little background on who Kevin is, his name is Kevin Shipp, who is one of the most widely experienced officers in the CIA, occupying positions as an agent on the protective detail of the director and deputy director of the CIA, a manager of ongoing operations, an internal security officer, a counterintelligent investigator tasked to ferret moles out of the CIA, a counterterrorism center officer, a protective operations team leader, and a polygraph examiner.
Wow, that's a lot.
So he knows when people are lying. Hey, Kevin, how are you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bradley. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got Stephanie over here. We call her our pretty little princess, so she's going to be jumping in on this conversation.
Hi, but Kevin.
I'm very happy to have you, and how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great, Bradley. Thank you. And hi, Stephanie.
Hello, Kevin.
I want to get right to this. One of the first things that went through me, Kevin, was the fact that why did you aspire to be a part of the CIA in the first place? And then the second question to that is, how did you get involved with the CIA?
Well, it's kind of funny. I was a starving biologist, and I had a friend who was working for the agency at the time. Couldn't quite tell me what he was doing. But eventually talked me into putting in an application, and because of my checkered and shaded past, before I became a Christian, I never thought I'd get in. So after about a year of strange phone calls, polygraph examinations, and interviews, I actually was hired, and you really don't know what the CIA is doing until you get in there. So once I got in, that's when I began to see what kind of career paths I wanted to take. So I got in kind of that way and didn't really know what the agency was all about until I was inside. And then, of course, I found that out.
So in saying that, Kevin, I mean, what is it that they're looking for to actually say this is a prime candidate for the CIA?
Well, you got to be somebody that is stable. Their biggest concern is an agency officer getting access to really some of the most sensitive secrets in the country, getting access to those and having some sort of vulnerability where they can be bribed, whether it's serious financial problems, although that's not a showstopper. Drug addiction, although people have gotten over that. A variety of things that could make that person blackmailable. That's their main concern. And over and above that, there's a lot of foreign intelligence services, some of which we caught, that try to penetrate the CIA every day to get in and to steal our secrets, China being at the top of the list, of course. So that's another thing that they've got to guard against.
Interesting. So what you're telling me, and I say this not to be condemning in any sense or discrediting in any sense of the word, so there is credibility to the CIA is what you're telling me.
Well, you know, the thing is the CIA has a good, or at least when it was started, has a good and necessary mission. We need to know what our foreign adversaries, the ones that want to destroy our democracy, we need to know what they're doing before they can do it. So that and legitimate use of secrecy, protecting the lives of our troops and things like that, is very important. So when an agency like that stays within the confines of the Constitution, it's both necessary and noble. When it gets outside of the constraints of the Constitution and takes on its own kind of power, then we got a problem.
Gotcha. One of the things that I noticed when we were in Georgia, Kevin, was the fact that, well, first of all, you were up in the front row. You were my cheerleader when I was actually talking, and I wanted to tell you thank you very much for doing that.
I loved it.
So I definitely owe him something here. But in saying that, I did notice some of the things that you were saying, and it stood out, and it was just, to me, it was more astounding due to the faithfulness of who God is. This ministry is a prophetic ministry. And in saying prophetic, I'm not talking about one of those weirdos that's walking around telling everybody what's going to happen and gloom and doom and peace when there is no peace. That's not what I'm talking about at all. What I'm saying is a lot of the things and the topics that you were hitting when you were speaking, Kevin, is exactly what I've been talking about for 12 and 14 years. And it was interesting that when you were speaking there, it was like what people say to me. It's like, man, Bradley, it's like someone just came in and turned a light on. I knew it, but I couldn't put words to it. Well, you did that for me that day. And a lot of the things that you were talking about, for example, of how the government in this administration, namely, are zeroing in on the Constitution and the Christian religion. Can you kind of give us a little background and as to what you know as case in point as to what this administration is doing outside of the obvious?
Sure, be glad to. And I think you're absolutely right. I think you do have a prophetic ministry. And I think this kind of ministry, we're kind of the tip of the spear, where people like you and perhaps humbly myself are out there alerting people to this. It's prophetic in that we're sounding the alarm regarding what's happening to our Constitution. You know, as coming from the CIA, basically I worked for Big Brother, and I like to call myself a recovering CIA officer because I'm still trying to get that stuff out of me. the shocking part, Bradley and Stephanie, is we're now living under a post-constitutional government. Most people don't realize that our government is no longer functioning under the constraints of the Constitution, and that is a grave situation. I'll give you a couple of examples as we head into really what is without a doubt an assault on Christianity itself. The First Amendment, which we all know protects us, our freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, in other words, the right to protest, hold rallies, things like that, our freedom of religion, these have been breached by our government. And just as badly, the Fourth Amendment, which protects our right to privacy and protects us from secret government searches, has also been breached by the government. Now, the chilling part of this is our government is now spying on us, American citizens, to the tune of 1.5 billion bits of information per day. And I have to note here that this existed under the Bush administration. It's grown
That's
worse
right.
under the Obama administration.
Yep.
So this is not a Democratic or Republican issue. It's a constitutional issue, an issue of freedom that affects us all in all walks of life. To give an example, some of us know, and it's a little, I think, more far-reaching than that, but NSA is collecting all of our private phone calls, internet searches, emails, Facebook and Twitter accounts, our credit card information, mm-hmm. and they're storing it all permanently in a massive database out in Utah. Our movements are being monitored, and profiles of our lives are being collected by the NSA, and this information is being stored permanently for who knows whatever they want to use it in the future. And here's where we get even worse. We now know, of course, and this is being essentially pretty hardly proven now, the IRS has been and is still targeting Christian, constitutional, conservative, and patriot groups for retribution because they disagree with the current political philosophy of this administration. We know that the White House has held 157 secret meetings with the head of the IRS regarding this particular these incidents. Under the Bush administration, the head of the IRS visited the White House one time, just to give you an idea. Even more chilling, and I've seen this this alert memo, the Department of Homeland Security has labeled Christian evangelicals and pro-lifers as, if you can believe this, domestic terrorists.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And a term they like to use very loosely, a threat to national security. There's very wealthy individuals, I'll withhold their names for now, but we certainly have them. There's a well-funded, progressive, even a Marxist movement, which is sadly being embraced by the current administration, the White House, and its goal is getting rid of the Constitution. And there's a foundational reason because of that. The Constitution is founded entirely on Christian principles. Mm-hmm. Anybody that reads it, that's pretty easy to see. And as a former CIA officer, we saw this quite regularly. What the former Soviet Union believed, and they presented in their speeches on communism, was that Christianity and the freedom that it espouses is the only thing that stands in the way of a totalitarian regime that wants to take those freedoms away. And now it's one of the only things that's standing in the way of this new global world order.
That's right.
That we're hearing about from all these politicians. And people need to take that chilling statement seriously. The new world global order, and we can get into that, and the IMF, and you know, that's a whole other shebang. But what has happened is our government has become a monster, with secret organizations, like I mentioned, the NSA, the FBI, conducting warrantless searches, the CIA spying on its citizens, DHS doing some of the things, and more, which I just covered. They have turned this massive intelligence apparatus on us, you and I,
That's American citizens
that have done nothing wrong.
Yep.
This is a massive intelligence apparatus that is now looking at us and not our foreign enemies.
Now, interestingly enough, Kevin, we're going to take a break really quick, and I hope that you can hold over for one more segment.
Sure.
But I just got to really highlight one of the things that you had said is this isn't just an Obama thing. This was a Bush thing as well. Did you see now, because if we go back to George Bush Sr., we've seen him call for a new world order from the presidential bully pit over 202 times. And then when we do a little homework on George Bush, we can go back to Prescott Bush, who was indicted back in the 30s and the 40s for actually illegally financing Hitler's war. Are you seeing since 2011, September 11th, where this is really, when it first came out, it was the jihadists. Now it's turned on the Christians. Did you see this from the inside out that this was going to take place? I want you to answer that right when we come back after this break. You got Bradley and Stephanie talking to former CIA agent Kevin Shipp. Going to take a quick break. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, with us on the line right now. Interestingly enough, one of the good things about having guys like you on the radio with us, Kevin, it just kind of does away with all those conspiracy theorists out there.
You kind of bring the rubber where it meets the road.
Yes. Hey, Kevin, now what I was saying, I was actually setting it up for this segment. Back in 2000, I said September 2011, I meant September 11th of 2001. During those attacks on the two towers in New York City, when that took place, I was actually doing a high school assembly program in
Sandstone, Minnesota,
and I seen the second plane hit the second tower, and nothing jived with me. I mean, I'm just, call me what you will, say what you will, but when you know the founders, you know that there's nothing new under the sun, because the Lord tells us that. And in saying that, it was James Madison, the father of our Constitution, who rightly said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. So to see all of this turn on from the jihadist now to the Christian doesn't surprise me whatsoever. What say you?
That is a great quote, and you're exactly right. The means of defense against a foreign power are always the instruments of tyranny at home, is that quote, and it is so true. 9/11 was used not against the jihadists, it was used against the Christians in this country and beyond. Amen. Christian persecution has skyrocketed. Our government is pulling Christianity out of every part of life, and so 9/11 accomplished what the terrorists could never dreamed of doing. Our government did it to us itself, in eradicating Christianity from every aspect of both social, cultural, and even educational life in this country.
Well, amen. Now, I got to say this too, and I want your take on this. If they were all powerful, the NSA, the IRS, this criminal administration for the most part through and through, if they were all powerful, then why is it that the American people still have the freedom to do the right thing? In other words, they still have the power to right the wrongs. If they weren't afraid, then why do they stay in the shadows?
Yeah, we still have this thing called, at least for now, the Constitution. And these agencies stay in the shadows because, like Edward Snowden did, when they're exposed, it stops or at least holds back what they're doing. So secrecy is probably the most powerful tool to get away with evil, and that these agencies, having come from the belly of the beast, they live off of secrecy because it's their greatest weapon. So they hide in the shadows. For them to come out wide in the open, of course, people are going to wake up and say, "Oh no, you don't!" But they wouldn't get away with it. So that's why they do it. The very, very sad part is a large part of our population is asleep. and they don't know what is going on. They don't watch hardly any news. That they're it's caught up in entertainment and other things, yep, while their freedoms slip away. And this secret government, which is massive, continues to conduct these operations and has every intention of becoming a totalitarian government. Essentially, that's what these governments do. And we as Americans, especially as Christians, we have got to wake up. Somehow, people have got to wake up and stop this, because it is almost over.
Well, as they say, Kevin, you don't know what you have until it's gone. And interestingly enough, one of the speakers that we had out at in the Georgia Restoring Our Promise event there with those national leaders was Ismael Hernandez, was talking about how poor in America is a joke. And it's interesting that the American people, as you just said, they don't realize. We don't realize what we have. But when you go to a third world country, you can realize what you have in less than 5 minutes when you get off that airplane.
Yeah, exactly. And Kevin, as you mentioned, you said most Americans are asleep. And you said, you know, you're out there sounding the alarm. Now, when you do speak at these events and you let people know what's going on, what is the response that you receive from the people? What is their reaction to you when you tell them this is what's going on in America today?
Well, by the grace of God, the response has been astounding. First, the people are in a state of shock.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of the presentations, we get just a resounding approval and a response when people, their eyes are open. And, of course, I take humbly a great deal of risk in doing this. And that's the, I think, the prophetic part you guys would understand. But in every single case, when these lectures are done, we get humbly standing ovations, and people come mm-hmm. up to us and say, we've never heard this before. Mm-hmm. Why aren't we hearing this? Well, we're not hearing it because it's not being reported on the media for a variety of reasons, but people are not getting this information. And we, Stephanie Bradley, you and myself and others, really are right now are the only ones that are doing this.
Well, amen.
All right. And it is.
I'm proud to be a part of the club. Yeah, I'm proud.
When you say kind of the, you know, the tip of the spear, that's really what it is, because we're willing to do things that people don't want to do and say things people don't want to say. And when you get the attacks, it's for obvious reasons. We were just talking on the radio program earlier this week where people, they go forward, but then when they start speaking the truth and they get the opposition, people draw back. They don't realize that they have to see it through, because America is worth it. Our posterity is worth it. And like you said, it's a job that's difficult. And people are responding so, I think, overwhelmingly, because they're so appreciative to hear the truth. They're sick of being lied to.
A good portion of them are.
Yeah, they're sick of, you know, hearing everything's okay when they know that something's wrong and we have a job to do.
Now, one of the things, Kevin, my little boy, a little 10-year-old, went to the airport and he said, Dad, you know, he was watching the TSA frisk people unlawfully, a violation of Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. And we were watching a movie from 20 years ago.
It's a movie on what happened in Hitler's day.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he said, Dad, that's like what was going on in Hitler's time. And I said to him, it's interesting that when you look at the southern borders, they're wide open. But yet every American that goes through the, you know, is filed down and vetted and basically accused by this government as a possible suspect, terrorists. For some reason, they're vetted, I mean, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet in every sense of the word. So I had to tell him that, listen, there's, again, nothing new under the sun. This is what tyrants do. But it's also interesting to contrast that what the American people are willing to let the government unlawfully do to them because they say it's for their security.
Right.
Wow.
And that's the ration they've been fed. And what a lot of people don't know, I suppose it's the first time, at least I've said this, this porous border is more than just trying to keep from breaking up families. There is a calculated effort to bring the Marxist philosophies across the border from Mexico into the United States, not only to change the cultural landscape of the U.S., but to bring votes in for that side of
That's
the election.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, and you'll notice these folks are not waving American flags when they get in this country. They're waving Mexican flags. So that is a strategy, and that strategy partially is to come across the border and not only get 10 million, and there's actually 20 million illegal aliens who will vote for this administration, but also bring in their ideology also, which is left is putting it mildly, it's more Marxist. So that's a part of that whole border picture.
Amen. And that was one of the things that, listen, I've been talking about this, Kevin, again, you're just high-fiving prophetically again, everything that we have been doing here. I've been sharing and shouting from the rooftops with the people on a daily basis, practically, that if you had the support that the state-run media would believe that you had, then why does he need the illegals to actually keep him in power?
Right.
And in case in point, he doesn't have the support. He doesn't have it in America. We know that he doesn't have it from the blacks. We know that he doesn't have it from the Hispanics for the most part. He does have a lot of dependence that he's created to actually sustain what he's doing right now. But for the most part, I believe that he's in there illegally. He's been there illegally. And for the most part, the American people are standing down when they should be standing up. One more question for you, Kevin. So what is the answer to all of the dilemma taking place in this country? And what can the average American citizen do about what we're being told right now?
The answer is this. Only 3% of the American population fought in the American Revolution.
Amen.
20% supported them, and 33% hid in their homes. The answer is this. If we want to keep our country and keep our freedom, we have got to count the cost, as it says in the Gospels, before we start. We've got to count the cost and understand to keep our country, we must be willing to take risk. That's the first thing, risking our reputations, maybe our retirements, maybe our congregations if we're behind the pulpit. We have to. If we don't risk, we're going to lose it, firstly. Secondly, we have to get out like you all are doing, and we've got to speak this from the rooftops. We've got to get on radio programs, going to high school like you guys are. We have got to motivate that sleeping giant called the high school and college-age kids, get them educated, because once they get lit up, nothing can stop them. So we've got to get out there and educate people, but we have to let them know, first, this takes risk, and you got to take the risk to do that, and it's the only way that we're going to beat this thing.
I appreciate you, my friend, very much. Kevin, you got a new book out there, too. What is that book called?
It's called From the Company of Shadows.
And it is about?
It's an expose on the CIA, both the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, and Steph, you wanted to ask him, why out of the CIA?
What was the final straw that you're like, I got to get out of here? What was the reason for you moving on in life?
I saw a family, a wife and three children, get desperately ill from some toxins on a classified CIA base. And instead of trying to save these people's lives because of the nefarious activity they were involved in, the CIA covered it up. I mean, these people almost died. They put a seal on their case, a gag order on their case, and told them if they talked about their injuries, which were just open source doctor's diagnosis and things like that, if they told anybody about their injuries, they would go to prison for saying it. That was the last straw for me. I saw a gross abuse of power by the CIA, and I made the decision, after a lot of prayer, I made the decision that day that I was going to stand up and I was going to fight it.
Amen. Amen. And as you said, and as Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I like to add the hearts of men as well.
Amen. Kevin, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by going to kevin.ship, S-H-I-P-P, kevin.ship2008 at gmail.com, or then go to the book website, which has the book code on it, which is kevinmshipp.com.
Okay, amen. We appreciate you
Thank you so much,
Kevin Shipp,
Kevin.
Former CIA agent, friends. Will you go ahead and pick that up, Chase? Appreciate that. You know,
he just
highlighted,
seriously,
from the inside out, things that we have been talking about for 12 to 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thankful there's an anointing going on during this conversation with Kevin.
Right.
And a confirmation and an affirmation that we're on track. Because when we're talking to some guy that's from the inside,
right,
telling us about that secret government, that you're right on the money, only God knows that. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, friends. As Kevin rightly said, less than 3% of the population established it. Now less than 1.7%. is destroying it. Are you going to go down that way?
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Well, it was interesting. We just had Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, on the radio with us, just basically confirm everything we've been talking about here, friends. And it's not theory. It's coming directly from one of those, from the inside. Remember Clinton said back in the 90s, friends, he said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. And interestingly enough, we're talking to one of those people that were on the inside, sharing with you, our listeners, as to what is going on. And guess what, friends? The Lord is nailing it right on the head because he knows best and he knows what he's doing. Although, oftentimes, we don't know exactly what we're doing.
Right.
We just know what's right and we know that there's opposition. Let me say it this way. If there's not opposition, you're probably off the path of righteousness.
Right.
It's when you're on the right path, that's when it seems.
Of course, and of course, that's just common sense, because if you look at just a simple battle.
The drop zone.
Yeah, a little battle scenario, okay? The enemy is not going to concentrate on a group or a troop of soldiers that isn't doing any good. Why in the world? They're not a threat to them. But those that are threatening to them and to their what they're trying to do in that battle, of course, they're going to concentrate their artillery and their fire on that area.
It's always hottest over the drop zone.
Exactly. And what's nice, too, is like you said, here's a man coming straight from the inside telling what's going on out there. And it just kind of blows the cover off those people that say, oh, that's just conspiracy theory.
For that.
It's just, oh, it's that's not, this is America. What are you talking about? Of course, this is America, which is why we have to fight to preserve and keep it, just as our founding forefathers did for us. And as he mentioned, too, which was interesting, is he said, we've got to get to these high schoolers, to these college age kids, because once they get on fire, they're going to be unstoppable. But the point is that they're not being reached.
No.
Less than 0.5% of all funding goes to help youth. And what's our future? The youth.
Right.
It doesn't make, of course, it makes sense at the agenda.
Now just take that and take that to one of the American sports stars.
Yeah.
That makes probably as much, one individual probably makes as much as the youth across this country do throughout the churches.
Yeah, exactly.
And one. And who's paying him?
Right, exactly. And the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. If no one's training these kids but Hollywood or MTV or music, all they're getting is from an immoral, ungodly source.
A totalitarian source.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then to top it off, as if Hollywood and the music industry and all that wasn't bad enough, then we got Common Core, we have No Child Left Behind, so they're being indoctrinated wherever they look, whether they're at home or at school. It's being pumped down their throats 24/7. What do we expect?
Okay,
wait
a second though. But again, we got to come back and take responsibility and say, who is allowing them
exactly
to do this in the first place.
Right.
Okay, so we can't blame anybody. This is what I feel, that if we could get over this hurdle with the people in this country, if we would simply take responsibility before a just and a holy God and realize that it's not somebody else's fault, but we take individual responsibilities as to what's going on in our country, then and only then will anything change.
Of course.
And not until then.
It's our country. It's our children, which is why it's so frustrating when you look at, even when it comes down to people's children, they're so unwilling to fight.
Just seen it yesterday.
Or so unwilling to step on people's toes.
When we were driving around yesterday, that was one of the things that I noticed. We're doing a new book. Stephanie's got a new book coming out on abortion. And interestingly enough, I remember looking over at this New Horizon. It's a daycare center.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, what is wrong with you people?
Yeah.
You're willing to drop your babies off to a bunch of people that you've never met a day in your life, that are nickel and diming you for everything, namely the care for your child, and you have no idea for the most part as to what they're teaching your kid.
I'd like to.
And what is the backgrounds of the people that are actually allowed to overlook your kids in the first place?
Exactly. You know, it's funny because we homeschool our children, and sometimes people think that's so weird. I mean, like, it's the abnormal. I shouldn't say.
No, you're right. I want to know who.
Well, you know, of course, people think that homeschoolers are a little different than other
state
kids
run
and so
mind
forth.
Garbage.
Exactly. That's yes. the mentality sometimes, not in all cases. But if you think about it, what's more odd? You tell me. Training up your own child, giving them the education, the godly principles, the true history of our country, not watered down fake or lies history. We're not teaching them that they came from monkeys. We're teaching them the creation and the Lord created everything and everything. So they're getting the proper education that they need, right? So is that abnormal or is this abnormal? Waking your child up in the morning, sending them off to school with a complete stranger on a bus that you don't know their driving record, you don't know who they are, you don't know what they did last night.
What kind of kids are going to be hanging out with?
Then you put them in a room filled with thousands of kids. You don't know if they're sick. You don't know what kind of background they come from. You don't know what kind of examples they're going to be to your children. You have no idea. And then we have teachers teach them. You don't know what kind of teachers they are, if they're maybe perverts or if they're people who are
proselytizers of a new faith.
Exactly. Yes. Or they're indoctrinating your children. And you leave them with these people for 8 hours a day, and then they come back home, you see them for maybe 2 hours at night, sit down, have supper for half an hour, and then you wonder how they're going to be trained up. I mean, what kind of crop do you think is going
to come? And then in their teen years, you have to worry about how they're going to get counseled out of the problems that you just...
Yeah, exactly. You know. And then when they cause you trouble, you say, oh, those kids.
Yep.
Those kids.
They've been nothing but a problem since day one.
Exactly.
But you know what? Guess who's willing to take them on?
Ooh,
Barack Hussein Obama.
Mm-hmm.
That dummy. He just doesn't know a thing of what he's doing. No, again, friends, he is emulating dictators to a T. And friends, America has enough light to have enough common sense to understand what I'm saying right now. Listen, Charles D. Montesquieu, he was a helper in establishing, along with John Locke and William Blackstone, the foundations through common law in this country. Matter of fact, it was called The Spirit of the Laws, Part 5, Book 24, Chapter 26. Montesquieu said this. He said, Christianity is full of common sense.
Of course.
That's all we're talking about on this radio show.
Common sense.
Common sense.
I think it's just a little too complicated.
And here's the other thing. We're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you facts.
Of course.
You know, Bradley, he said this and he said that. No. I did say it because I was mimicking and I was emulating our forefathers and the captain of our salvation. Why wouldn't I? These are the ones that are willing to sacrifice to give us the freedoms we have, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Why wouldn't we? And by the way, friends, this weekend is what?
Memorial weekend.
And what took place over the last, 200 years, 238 years of this country, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of fighting, a lot of bloodshed to give us something called freedom. What are you doing with that gift called freedom, friends?
Yeah.
That's what really matters here. And that's what I always want to put to the candor of the people that are listening to the show in 53 countries and in several affiliates throughout the United States of America on a daily basis. What are you doing with the freedom that was given unto you? Because keep in mind, if you are walking in freedom and you still have the freedom to do the right thing, it's always blood bought and someone had a sacrifice to give it to you. And there's freedom nowhere in the world where the gospel hasn't first been preached, friends. Nowhere.
That's right. And you know, and speaking of Memorial Weekend, it's not enough for people just to celebrate Memorial Weekend on the weekend. Can you imagine if you had a father that you completely ignored every day during the year, except for on the weekend called Memorial Weekend, let's just say, or Father's Day, when you talk with him and you lavish, oh, thank you so much for what you've done for me and so on. Your father, what a slap in the face to the other, 360 some days a year that he looks out for you, protects you, provides for you. Memorial Weekend is not a weekend where we honor our veterans and then forget about them all the rest of the year. It's a time we take time, you know, 4th of July parades, everybody stands up when the veterans come out.
Yeah.
What about living our lives in honor of their sacrifice every day of
Amen.
The year?
In the natural and first and foremost in the spiritual. Just talked to a mother this morning, as a matter of fact, that's out in Virginia, doing the same thing that we are doing on a daily basis. Yet in her situation, she lost her son in extortion 17.
Mm-hmm.
So she has a deeper meaning and an understanding of what it cost to actually have the freedoms in which we have today. And she had told me a story. I'm not at liberty to actually share it with you, but it was interesting, some of the stuff that she was saying. And every time I get on the phone with this young lady, there's always an anointing where the spirit of truth is always bearing witness to her loss. Friends, a lot of folks have lost their children. I can go down the whole row again, just itemizing fathers, mothers, grandpas, grandmas, uncles, aunts, cousins that are missing in action today. They're not on this earth any longer because they gave themselves for the freedoms that we now have. What are we doing with that freedom, friends? Because I know what I'm doing. I know what my wife is doing. I know what my kids are doing. And I know what a whole mess of people are doing across this country. Folks, what you are not hearing on a daily basis is we are winning the day. And people are saying the same things. You just have to come together with them and get in the battle. Because that's where it becomes not so real, but very real.
And if you realize that freedom is not free every day of your life, you'll live for what these men and women have died for. And for those of you who'd like to support us in what we're doing, we are honoring that sacrifice, as Bradley was just saying, both in the natural and in the spiritual, every day of our lives, everywhere we go, we are promulgating the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to liberate men, to set men free, to restore this country. We don't need change, we need restoration. And for those of you who say, listen, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of making a difference in this country and restoring it back to the old paths. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the donate button. It's got stars and stripes, says donate right there at the top, to make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where every month you partner together with us and give what you can. For some people, that's $5 a month. For some, it's $50, $100. It's something that we can really catapult from because it sustains what we need to do so we can seek and save that which is lost even more. We love being here on the radio, but we don't want to just sit here. We want to be with the people. We want to go out and minister, and your support helps us to do just that, to get out there and make a difference in our nation. So for those of you who would like to make a donation, check out the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, let's quit magnifying the enemy and start magnifying our God and see what he won't do on the behalf of those who fear him. Amen. 1 John 3:18, we will talk to you in 23. We love you by what we do. See ya.